salvadoreño tiene el cielo por sombrero. Tan alta es su dignidad.
Special guests who are here who support have supported the cause over the years, but also to acknowledge that we're leading up, meeting on the lands of the Ngunnawal people, those traditional owners who were so downtrodden, but who live on with courage and contribute greatly to our society. Yes, I was honoured to be the patron of a struggle with which I'd had no previous association when I first was elected to the ACT's self-government. I'd like to also acknowledge that Paul Ingwersen is here tonight, who worked in my office and encouraged me to connect with these people who were born out of struggle. And it was a struggle that had gone on for such a long time. These people were branded as the terrorists of the day, but were really the freedom fighters for against an appalling and murderous regime which had undermined the human rights of the citizens of El Salvador, but mostly, of course, not the elite citizens, the rest of them. And that's always something that we have to guard against, no matter where we are. You know, so often we hear of accusations, excuse me, against those activists in our community who defend civil liberties and human rights, but nobody has had to fight against such abuse as has occurred in places like El Salvador, of course, other places throughout Latin America as well have been involved in a great struggle. But there are many representatives in our community here in the ACT, from Argentina, from Chile, and many places in South America who have been involved in those struggles and have come here as refugees. The good thing that they've brought with them, while we celebrate 25 years since 25 years of the FMLN, is that they've brought with them a very strong network of comrades who understand issues around human rights and civil liberties. And it's they more than anybody who would understand what's going on in our country right now, as we see attempts to use wedge politics to drive aside certain elements of our community, people of certain religious faiths, of certain ethnic origins, and of course activists in our community. The attempts to breach our civil liberties by the Howard government, and I have to confess with some concern with the support of state premiers, to undermine our civil liberties is a shocking disgrace. And I must say it's been a pleasure to see that this has been exposed, because our own Chief Minister, though perhaps might have been accused as being involved in the early stages of it, has come good and is fighting the good fight in relation to these civil liberties breaches which are being attempted. Now, of course, that goes back to the fact that he also put in place the first act in Australia which defended civil liberties and human rights. And it's an important act that we all have to defend, and I assure you that I will. But coming back to those people who are with us this evening who have defended civil liberties and progress throughout the years in this country, they form an important network which we're all proud of. And there are many lessons that we can learn in this country from those people who make that major contribution to our community. And it's one that I've valued. We've had some representatives from the Parliament, or the government, or what's the proper description?
National Assembly, yeah.
Yeah, the National Assembly. My apologies. The National Assembly in El Salvador have come to Australia, and we've been very pleased to have them visit our assembly. A smaller place by all accounts, nevertheless, it's been extremely valuable for us to have people who have been involved in the real struggle in other countries. And there is a lot to learn in this for other Australians. So for me, it's been a matter of great pride to have been associated with all of those activists here in the ACT and those defenders of civil liberties, but particularly those activists who have come to our country and have taught us a thing or two about progressive politics, which we, I think they would allow us to copy at the earliest moment. It's been my pleasure to be here this evening, and it's a matter of great pride to be still associated with those
Cuando se entrega al amor con el alma liberada, dale salvadoreño, dale que no hay pájaro pequeño, dale que después de alzar el vuelo, dale se detenga en su volar. Dale salvadoreño, dale que no hay pájaro pequeño, dale que después de alzar el vuelo, dale se detenga en su volar.
Thanks very much, Lara, and thanks to everybody who's come, and especially to the organisers of this event. Well, Che Guevara once said that anyone who trembles with indignation at any injustice is a comrade of mine, and certainly I think indignation is a soft word in many respects with our response to the injustices that we've seen over the years in El Salvador. And I became aware of the situation there, I think, back in 1989 as a student just sort of out of high school, and in that year I think was the FMLN offensive that reached the suburbs of San Salvador, and also I think soon after that the film that that Patrick Power talked about Romero came out and brought the reality of El Salvador to many of us right across Australia. I lived in Perth at that time, and similarly to Canberra there was a big influx of refugees from El Salvador in 1989-1990, as there was from Chile as well. This microphone is gone, so
okay. Keep going, we can hear you.
But anyway, I'll just proceed. But I think at that time we've seen what really amazes me, I guess, about the experience of the FMLN in El Salvador is how the FMLN has managed to continue under all sorts of different circumstances, all sorts of adversities over so many years. We've seen different movements, I guess, in Latin America come and go, but for the FMLN to have fought a guerrilla war to a standstill in the 1980s, to continue now having members of parliament in the National Assembly, to carry out that work while at the same time there are high school students in the streets in El Salvador who have been shot down recently, and the FMLN has played a critical role in organising amongst those, organising in the conditions of a hurricane and so on, under all sorts of adversities. Its struggle has not only continued but I think strengthened over the years. So for me that's an enormous inspiration that I've drawn from the experience of Salvadorans. And I'd also like Lara, I'd like to mention that I've been to Venezuela this year too and become aware of the new winds of change in Latin America, which is a unifying force for all those who are struggling against the injustice, not only of their own governments, but of the United States and Bush interventions right across the continent. So I'd just really like to pay tribute to all of those who have fought in El Salvador over the years for justice, and thank you very much.
Dale que la lucha tuya es pura como una muchacha. Cuando se entrega el amor con el alma liberada, dale salvadoreño, dale que no hay pájaro pequeño, dale que después de alzar el vuelo, dale se detenga el vuelo.
Y comenzamos con un pensamiento de Facundo Martí.
We started with a very important quote from Thorold Faraday Martin.
en el que dice: la revolución no se lleva en las manos para vivir de ella, la revolución se lleva en el corazón para morir por ella.
And that is that the revolution, we don't carry the revolution around and speak of it in order to make a profit or live off it, to make a living off it. We carry it around in our hearts and are prepared to die for it.
Hemos querido también solidarizarnos y venir a la celebración del Comité FMLN en Canberra.
So we've come down from Sydney to in solidarity with the Canberra Committee.
Pues para nosotros que creemos en un cambio, que creemos en un mundo socialista.
For those of us who believe in a new world, a change and a socialist transformation.
Es orgullo y es una vez más sentirnos recalcar nuestro compromiso hacia con el pueblo salvadoreño.
It helps to remotivate us and reconfirm our commitment to the struggle and our Salvadoran people.
Y con nuestro comité, con nuestro partido FMLN en El Salvador.
And also to our party, to the FMLN in El Salvador.
Como Larita les ha dicho, sabemos que en los últimos tiempos en El Salvador se viven tiempos muy difíciles.
As you know, and as I mentioned, there's very difficult times that people are living through in El Salvador.
Por lo que también nosotros le decimos como salvadoreños que esperamos la ayuda de todos ustedes.
Nosotros. And we, yes, he's making the call. And we also appreciate any and all help that people do come forward with.
Y decirles pues que muchas gracias por la solidaridad que ustedes brindan hacia con el partido, hacia con el pueblo salvadoreño.
And a very sincere thanks for the solidarity you give to our party and our Salvadoran people.
Y decirles pues que muchas gracias por la solidaridad que ustedes brindan hacia con el partido, hacia con el pueblo salvadoreño.
And a very